Artificial intelligence is finally here. It is getting smarter day by day. And some research indicates that more than 300 million jobs can be replaced by AI within 2030. Now, in these times, how can we be sure of our well-being? How can we adapt as individuals, as professionals, entrepreneurs, and as a civilization to the technological advancements like AI? We will explore this in today's video. We will understand how the ancient Vedanta can help us navigate these times and how it can help us find our place in this world. Now, most of us are already familiar with the AI that is out there today. We are familiar with the capabilities of ChatGPT and how it has replaced millions and millions of jobs across the world. And now, the newer versions of AI are even more intelligent. They are getting more and more intelligent exponentially. And now there are also talks of AGI, or the artificial general intelligence. AGI refers to a type of artificial intelligence that possesses the ability to understand, learn, and apply knowledge across a wide range of tasks similar to human cognitive abilities. Unlike narrow AI that we have today, which is designed to perform specific tasks, AGI aims to exhibit general intelligence that can adapt to new situations and solve problems in various domains without being specifically programmed for each task. Now, this is what most people are worried about. A general intelligence which can solve problems just like humans can, even if it is not specifically designed for that purpose. This will create a paradigm shift in society. What humans are able to do, AI will be able to do even better. If this is the case, what is the place for human beings? What does the future of work look like? And how can we adapt and safeguard our well-being in this landscape? Now, before we answer this, let us dive deeper into the essence of Vedanta. Vedanta talks about just one thing, that is consciousness. Consciousness, as per Vedanta, is the life factor. It is the essence of reality which gives existence to everything, which gives life to everything. It is described as Sat, Chit, Ananda, the existence factor, the consciousness factor, and the bliss factor. And this is the key for everything. Of course, when we talk about the Upanishads that are more than 10,000 years old, it might sound irrelevant with respect to AI and all the changes that are happening today in society. But I think it is very relevant. We can only find our place in this world when we truly understand the difference between who we are and what machines are. Most of society live like machines. They wake up, they go to their jobs, they come back and they go to sleep. They relive these cycles and they call it a life. This is not very different from machines. If we do not inquire, if we do not understand what makes us human, then we can never attain fulfillment. Then who we are on the superficial level can easily be replaced by AI, whether it is writing or artistic works or even coding. AI will be able to do it better than us. But if we have to truly find a place for ourselves in this world, and if we have to attain true fulfillment, then we must begin to understand who we truly are. We human beings have direct access to consciousness. This is what differentiates us from every other species. We can sit in the corner of our room, close our eyes, and access that consciousness, the source of life itself. No other species have access to this in this direct way. This is what makes us different as per Upanishads. Not the body, not the mind. Even animals have extraordinary capabilities in terms of their bodies, in terms of their minds and cognitive abilities. But consciousness is what separates human beings. The sad thing is, most of humanity is ignoring this. the essence of who we are, and is focused towards activity, this activity will soon be irrelevant. When AI evolves to a certain level, all the activities or skills that we are so proud of as human beings will become irrelevant. AI and agents can be easily trained to do this better than us. So, what is it that we must do? And how can we navigate this? Let us explore this deeply today. Number one, the first and the primary thing, we must understand who we are. We must go into self-inquiry or meditation and begin to understand the source that is within us. Once we dig deeper, this becomes easily available to us. We can understand that we are not this physical body, because during dreams, during various other times, we are disassociated with this body. And if we go deeper, we will also understand that we are not the mind that we think we are. We are not the ego that we think we are. We are simply this awareness, this light through which we live our lives and perform various activities. Through Vedanta, we can understand that our body, our mind, and everything else, this world itself, are objects to consciousness, are activity in consciousness. We, in our essence, are this pure awareness or consciousness. The very recognition of this truth will liberate us from suffering, because all the suffering and all the pain is at the body-mind level. Because of our accumulations, because of our identifications, we suffer. When we understand that we are not our identifications, but instead we are pure awareness, which is the form of pure bliss, we will attain true fulfillment and freedom. And after this, if we wish to do something in this world, if we wish to impact this world in a profound way, then our purpose will become naturally available to us. Our Swadharma, as it is called in Vedanta, becomes naturally available to us. Because once we understand who we truly are as that infinite consciousness, and once we understand that the entire world is an expression of the same consciousness and everything is one in essence, then from this profound understanding, we can naturally choose a particular job, a particular business, or whatever it is that we wish to do in this world that can create a positive impact for this world. So we need not worry about AI replacing us. Nothing can replace consciousness. Consciousness is the essence of reality. At most, AI can replace jobs. But if we begin to understand who we truly are, and if we begin to tap into that source of creation, then what we can do, AI can never come close to it. Think about this. Can AI really replace the greatest artists, the greatest writers, the greatest singers of the world? AI can only replace the average level writers, the average workers, the average coders of this world. This is what it can do. But AI can never replace the extraordinary. And the extraordinary can only be attained by tuning into the source that is within us. That is why every artist and every scientist who is successful gives credit to their intuition. Even Albert Einstein used to say this. Some of his inventions and discoveries, it just came to him through intuition. Intuition is how God speaks to us. Intuition is how that infinite intelligence speaks to us and acts through us. And if we begin to tap into this, then we obviously need not worry about protecting our jobs from AI. This was a Vedantic perspective on how we can attain freedom, fulfillment, and abundance by tuning into who we truly are and by overcoming our identifications and limiting beliefs.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.